Take two.
Hello everybody, welcome to another episode. Okay, sorry. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Kanza podcast. Happy New Year, sweeties. And in this new episode, stop smiling.
Yeah, right.
In this, yeah.
Please, we have to stop this.
In this new episode, I'm with my sweetie, my good person, my chum.
Hello.
FK.
Yeah.
FK, say hi.
Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I wish...
What did I say?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, but the thing is, okay, this is the first time both of us will sit together to actually record a podcast after many words of procrastination.
I know, right? Uh-huh. We didn't want to do this. And right now, our situation, if you don't want to imagine the situation we are in right now.
The thing is,
but anyway, we are making it happen. So, you guys, share some love. Support
which
us.
Which love? From where?
Support us. Share some love.
Do you know how funny it is for us to like actually choose today of all this to say we want to record a podcast, and we got there and then we decided to eat
and talk and open our zips because of our fupa. Our fupa did not let us.
SK flat for me, according to Keshu. Hi Keshu, love.
Hi Keshu.
Keshu said flat for me is a social construct, and I'm going to live by that.
Okay.
Flat tummy is what was created by the society to manipulate women into thinking they need perfect bodies before they can feel good about themselves.
Yes.
And let me tell you something, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Wear your bout right.
Okay.
I just said fupa. Sorry, baby.
Yes, please do. Yeah. You need to, because this new year is all about body positivity. I mean,
exactly.
You have to love yourself. If
exactly.
You don't, who will?
And your flat tummy is a part of you. It's not like when you want to wear a bodycon, you can remove the tummy and put it somewhere else. Exactly.
Please.
Wear your tummy with pride. In as much as you are healthy, carry your belly anywhere you go.
But do you think that you can be healthy and have a big stomach?
Are you not healthy?
I don't think I'm healthy.
Why don't you think you are healthy?
Because I have signs that show that I'm not healthy.
Because you have tummy.
No.
Because what?
Well, for one, I have like, I think I have internal heat.
What?
Internal heat.
What?
Body always hurts from the inside. I feel like that's like a sign of something serious, but I've never had the courage to go to my doctor because please, I don't want to know what it is.
Is it that your big tummy is what is accumulating?
But I shall know that I'm not healthy. I don't think I'm 100% healthy.
Do you know what your Bible call internal eat?
Orinu. That's orinu. It's orinu I have now.
Okay, enough with the...
Enough of the banter. Yeah, right.
Serious,
you have to get
now.
Oh, yeah.
What's banter?
What?
What is banter?
Banter is banter.
The funny thing,
banter is Twitter banter.
I just see banter. What is the meaning of banter and banter? I see the
Twitter. Check dictionary. What
are you high? Sorry, all banter aside. Okay, now let's get down to business. So, it's a new year.
Yeah.
You said that earlier, but okay, everybody used to have this new year, new me, new year resolution. This year, I'm cutting off you people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna cut off the fake people in my life. This
haters.
Thank you. There's one again. Last this year taught me a lot about people with the money.
Yeah.
And now next year, I'm not going to go into next year with you hoes.
Mm-hmm. You know, those everything.
Can we just go?
Yes, please.
Do you know how boring that whole thing is? Like, I'm not going to be fucking with some fake ass bitches, hoes, next year, yeah, hot staying alive. Honestly, well, like, the thing makes no sense.
What if you're a bitch ass You're fake bitch ass yourself. Thank you. That everyone is planning on cutting off. For you, you are thinking you want to cut other people off as
thank you. Please. Then people will now be like, okay, New Year resolutions. Most of the things that are in the resolutions are just haven't you noticed that half of the time people don't like come through with their New Year resolutions? Like they don't,
because it's not realistic, it's not practical. Do you get?
So now
we need to be
as everybody's
as for a new year, new us.
We've elected ourselves as everybody's agony aunts.
Yes.
So we are here to share with you what we think is the best for you. You know, aunties always know what is good.
Yes.
So we are here to share
with aunties.
Oh my god, please stop. What if my aunties listening to this right now? So anyways, we are here to share with you our personal opinions. Personal opinion.
Yes. So
I don't know about any other person's one. Mm-hmm. Because when we share this now, someone can come from me and be like, no, actually, that is not what Dangote did. That is not what Dangote said your personal union resolution should be.
This is just us saying what we feel should be, and I don't know, top of your list or something.
Thank you.
So what are we starting with?
We are going to start with your personal
health.
Thank you.
Thank you.
English was
your personal health. You guys, we are taking everything serious. Now I might go to my doctor and go and complain that I've been experiencing internal heat, but I've not had the courage to speak with him and know what's up. But I really need to take my health seriously this year. And this year, babe, I want to enroll in a yoga class.
The thinking has been much out to you. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
You know I want to enroll into the yoga. There was this tweet I saw on Twitter. This babe, this
mention yoga her. Babe. I mention her handle.
I don't know her handle, but she is Pelumi.
Jelly bomb. Pelumi. Hey Pelumi, we are your biggest fans.
The thing is, okay, I saw a tweet. She said, you guys, something you guys made me thick. I bookmarked that tweet.
I swear down, like, all of us want to be thick.
Who doesn't want to
be thick? We want to be thick. You know, the African woman thickness and all of that. Okay. This babe, our body's banging, babe. Banging.
Everything, like, it's balanced.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw that, I just started thinking, and I carry my belly like this. You know that meme where that drawing was carrying its belly?
It's belly.
There's a belly,
yes.
And it was crying. Yeah, mm-hmm. That was where I held my belly.
So you can hold your belly.
Yoga. Honestly, so like I think that should be top on everybody's list. Like,
but like for me, apart from getting thicker, I just want the flexibility, the relaxation.
What do you want flexibility for?
To be flexible, you know,
like flexible in what aspect?
In every aspect. Every aspect. You guys, don't mind. Count her as a really dirty mind. You people don't mind now. I don't mean anything.
Okay.
I just want to
so help. Take your health, like make your health your top priority.
Mm-hmm.
Then apart from the yoga and shenanigans, like she said she's going to like go see a doctor about her internal heat. I don't know what she means by that, but if there is any personal
thing
that is wrong with your body that you've been,
can you feel the touch my body?
Yeah, you are a warm-blooded animal.
We are all warm-blooded. Please.
Like I was saying. You know, maybe you have one funny thing that is going on with your reproductive organs.
Mm-hmm.
You feel
a comprehensive medical checkup.
Exactly.
It's very necessary. You guys. Like, make this the year.
Don't be ashamed.
That.
There is a reason why your doctor is not supposed to like tell anybody about what is going on. Mm-hmm. You should just go. It's a safe space, baby. What? Just go and come. It may not even be anything serious.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is it. Your health, personal health.
Okay. Then, so body. Your body is you, guys. Your body is you. And we need to embrace, as she said, social construct. Body, fupa. But still, you guys, please. So me, I'm not embracing this fupa. I'm going to do something about it when I can. I want to have a flat stomach. Because I must look hot. My hotness must be complete.
Start yoga.
Yes, I will start yoga. I'm planning on starting yoga next year. Mm-hmm. 2020
mm-hmm.
is my year
mm-hmm.
of yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Yoga.
Okay. This thing, I think apart from the your body this thing. Yeah. Apart from that, then you also, there's another one that I think you need to focus on. So this
what's
one
that?
Your skin.
Your body
is your largest organ.
Your largest organ.
I think you need to focus more on your skin.
Mm-hmm. And you know people don't know that their skin is an organ. Exactly. They don't know, they just feel it every
exactly.
DIY glow. Please, this is the year to live all this DIY organics that you don't know what they are mixing in your creams. Please leave it.
Invest in reputable brands.
I know. Researched, carefully formulated brands.
Oosh.
Please, you people. Mm. You know what I'm talking about. Mm. Are you guys, this year I'm going to take my hand care seriously. I mean, I've seen a lot of older women, like 50s and 60s, they have like wrinkled, old looking hands, and I'm like, nah, I don't want to have this kind of hands.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
Have you heard of it? This saying, like, no matter how youthful a person looks,
mm-hmm.
if you look at their neck and their hands, that is how you can tell their age.
Yeah,
so I think that's
serious.
Comes with age, exactly.
Oh my goodness.
But like she said, body, skincare, everything.
You have to
just
take
like
it serious.
Exactly.
Invest in your glow.
We don't want to look ashy, guys. We don't want
invest
to look ashy.
Your glow.
Then moving on from body, of course, you use clothes to cover your body now.
Yeah. Ah, please, when you have like these two dresses that have been eyeing, I must get it. Yeah, I want to invest in myself.
Clothing, major upgrade, and it's actually not a must to like go for really expensive stuff. You know, that's
thank
why there is thrift.
Yeah, life thrift.
You can actually go thrift and get really nice,
get really good finds,
lots of stuff for like 5k. Babe, carry 5k, go to the market.
Jube any part of. Or maybe Yaba. I've never been to Yaba. Or like I know
I've never been to Yaba market.
Jube, like you could get a lot for 5k. As in our 5k. Let me tell you something you didn't know.
And they're actually quality stuff.
Yes.
And there's a low chance of you saying it's on someone else's.
Ah,
but
babe, they are jeans. Yeah.
So like you said, upgrade your wardrobe.
Upgrade. You have to invest in yourself for other people to like, you know. Take a liking to you. Like
amazing.
It or not. People like people that look good. Your appearance matters.
Wait. Okay, I think we are done. Personally, it can just be broken down into health, body,
and clothing.
Clothing, the way you look.
Yeah.
2020 mm-hmm. is the money year for everybody.
Yeah.
2019 has showed a lot of people pepe.
Tears, everything. Emotional. Bohaha.
Breakdown.
Emotional bohaha. Nah, 2019 was not the money. Yeah, it's 2020. It's going to be so much better. I feel like a lot of people are looking up to this year. So, like, I called my auntie the other day and she was like, sure, my boy, 2020 will be so good to you. I'm like, yes, ma'am, my girl's best. So, because she knows what I went through. 2019.
You know the funny thing? When people were when many people were being so positive about 2020, then someone random just came, stop stressing yourself about 2020. It's going to end up being the same shit. Yeah, like people are like, you
shut
know
up,
what?
Bitch.
Carry your negativity and go.
Thank
why
you.
Are people like that? Why is it that some people hate majority like feeling something?
Thank
it's
you.
It's just like if everybody watch a movie, like when many people watch a movie and they're like, oh my god, this movie is interesting, then somebody will
comes
like
out
try to just
it's not all that. Please, this negativity, let's leave it in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It's not following us into the new year. Please, you guys.
Mm-hmm. So moving on, we're now moving on to career.
Mm-hmm. Personal, professional development.
Smart woman.
Yes. You guys, you know how like many people on Twitter is always like the money that you use to clog every Friday.
Why not invest it in a professional course?
Guys, that's what we plan to do. I mean, this professional growth is so important because the world is evolving. We are in a digital era. You need to upgrade your skills.
Preach it.
English that we studied in school.
Don't even go there.
Don't go there.
Don't even rubbish that course. Don't even rubbish that course.
Okay.
Move on and say what you want to say.
Occur.
What?
Occur?
She said occur.
No, but like for real though. Mm-hmm. You know, the Nigerian educational system is actually very archaic. and outdated. We all know that. So it's important to get skills, like skills that would boost you, boost your chances of getting employment or like progressing in your career, you know, all of that stuff. So professional development this year, courses, there are so many free online courses. Brand Moments with Brand,
Ogbeni Deepon,
she posts a lot of amazing stuff. Like I even bookmarked like 2 sites because of her. So you guys, there are so many resources. EdX, Coursera.
I think you're saying so something many. About YouTube too, like
YouTube, yes, video YouTube. Learning exactly. Podcast as well. Ooh. So many podcasts
like this one.
Yes. Like this one, please. Shout out to Abba.
Oh my god, that girl is amazing. She's always looking out for everybody.
Yes, like she always wants everybody to win.
That. One time she told me about LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. That LinkedIn can help you with this, the blog post, the blog you write about, you can just put your articles on LinkedIn and everything. Because of Abba, I went back on LinkedIn, I registered, I added a picture and everything. Mm-hmm. Then I was active on LinkedIn for like a month.
Mm-hmm. And what happened after that?
I left. Everybody was happy. Everybody was pleased to inform you. Everybody is polite. Mm-hmm. Everybody is happy. Everybody,
you cannot do gra-gra. You cannot do anyhow.
You can't call someone. You can't insult someone's mother. Then you know that they funny.
It's not as if you're arguing with that. Insulting mothers on
the
normal.
I know. I'm a trying to babe.
Nah, we're classy babes.
Then the second thing is, everybody's always leaving one job for a proper job. I'm so sorry. I just couldn't cope.
I could not cope. I'm like,
I wasn't feeling it.
I'm like, sis, I don't even have the skills. No. I had to go build myself, then come back to LinkedIn.
No, you know the funny thing? Imagine you going on LinkedIn and you're just there with yourself, with your just finished NYSC, mm-hmm. and then you get there, and then you show someone you know, and the person is like managing director, official CEO of conglomerate global Nigerian. And then you know the funny thing, you check their profile and you see their picture and they are dressed in suits, looking serious.
Looking with serious with headshots. You know those headshots, they corporate headshots. As part of the professional development plan, we need to take headshots.
I am booking a photo shoot.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Those headshots.
All of us are so important.
We'll put our Amalosi LinkedIn account.
Manager. Co-host. Cancer podcast.
People should please give us CNN, BBC, link us up please. Mm-hmm. Link us up, where's your all of us stylish. We must win this 2020, please. Yeah. Alright, moving on.
So we're moving on. Emotional.
Emotional growth, yeah, emotional growth. Yes.
All of that stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not to sound cliche, but you know, you can't keep giving people that are not worth your time and energy access to you.
Preachers,
stop! Yes. Let's be serious.
Wait, but we were actually preaching.
Let's be serious.
Okay, sorry.
You cannot. They don't deserve you.
Honestly,
you need to as in
declutter your life.
Yourself, babe. All these people that you text and like, okay, I'm guilty of this shit.
What is that?
I will not reply for like 2 days. It's not my fault, you guys. I just have very bad phone habits.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I have very bad phone habits. But then, you guys know, on a serious note, all these exes and toxic exes, toxic friends, toxic, I don't know, you know.
Wait, people stress toxic exes shit more than toxic friends.
What am friends?
I toxic friends stuff. Like, mm-hmm. people that like, I don't think people talk a lot about toxic friends. The way they talk
and
about
it's a
toxic
real
exes.
Thing.
Yes.
It's a real thing. It's
like,
thing.
You know what it feels like when you have a friend that all they do basically is just like hit you up when they want to know where you're not just that. When they want to know how far you've gone in your life. Like, yeah, what's up now? Where are you working now? And then maybe you're like, oh, nowhere yet. Then you just see them. Pew!
They are gone, just like that. And in like 3 months, they are back again. Mm-hmm. Babe, that's anything true. New, you don't want to use it as gist. You need to cut, babe, sis, bro. Cut those people out of your life.
Got it. What did I want to say now? Apart from that,
yeah.
Cutting people,
mm-hmm.
I think people should stop letting... We always used to talk about this,
but yeah.
Honestly, I think it should be something that is always registered in our minds. We should stop trying to like I don't know if I should say please people.
Yeah.
You know that, like, stop trying to hurt people's feelings. Like, you don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You should stop trying. You should stop doing that. Like, stop saying you don't want to hurt people and then you let them walk all over you.
Let them walk all over you. Be like, your own boss. I can always get access to this babe.
Exactly.
Like, she will not do anything. Mm-hmm. This babe, this guy, you guys. We need, like, self-esteem. On a high.
Mm-hmm.
On a high.
Stop being polite to people who don't rate you.
Yes.
Because you don't want to hurt their feelings.
You're worthy, you guys.
Do you know who you are? You are the king and the queen of your own kingdom.
Yes, babe. Preach it.
That was pretty cliche.
Okay. You are.
You are the boss of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You are the paddler of your canoe.
Yes.
You are the driver of your own car.
Yes.
You are the ruler of your own world.
What are you saying?
I'm trying to be like those motivational speakers.
Aspire to acquire
what you admire.
Oh,
I am smart.
Who said that? I don't know that line.
I put my name beside it. Okay. Up there as this cover.
20 what?
Host, manager, comes up podcast.
Oh my goodness, we're going places, babe. We are going market. We are going places. Remember this day, 31st December 2019.
You know, I was saying it seriously. 31st of December 2019.
Yes.
We are in this nice. Okay, this. Okay, we are seated.
Yes.
This is a table.
With orangey low orangey lights. Perfect setting.
Nice ambiance.
Perfect setting. Yeah. Perfect ambiance. We are waiting for chicken and chips.
Next year, December 31st. Do you know where I want to be?
Yeah.
I'm not coming back here, babe.
We're not coming back here.
Okay.
We could come back here because anniversary of what we said. Okay. Jiggly. If we remember,
I want to be Cape Bread. Is it not Cape Bread?
Cape Verde. Is it Cape Verde?
Or Maldives.
Maldives.
Mm. You know, the thing is, it's hard to pronounce the names of these places if you've not been there.
You've been there.
To go to Paris. But actually, when you see those lights, folks, they'll be like, Paris.
Oui, mademoiselle.
Où sera. So,
all I want to say is that this time next year, babe, I want to be in a better place. Even if we are going to hold this podcast, it should be in a nicer place.
Next year, this team podcast should be thankful for God.
If people should hook us up, link us up, show us the way, give us connections.
Why are you doing this, for God's sake? What kind of stylish begging is this one?
Am I stylishly begging?
You are using scope to just try and enter.
Nigeria. You know how Nigeria, you have to do smart work. Smart work, new man journey Nigeria.
Everything is transaction.
Yes, it's transactional. Nigeria, okay, no, there are actually some nice, genuinely nice people that just do things for the sake of God. Nigeria.
Now I get it. When we're talking about personal discipline, we didn't mention exercises. Diets.
Can I do that one like this?
Please, people, when you are doing your love your body like yourself, be careful, like, always watch what you eat.
Thank you.
Seriously, what you eat have a lot to do with how your body looks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically what you eat. Yeah. And you know, like, our bodies regenerate our skin regenerates every 28 days.
Mm.
And yes, it's what you eat that makes up, that your body will use to regenerate that skin.
Some people they eat booty.
Why do you think they tell you to eat six servings of fruits and vegetables a day? Drink water, be hydrated. Sis, this is a new year. You need to have time for that.
New year, new me.
Revenge body. See, that my revenge body is coming, you guys. I don't wanna know. My revenge body is coming. I have to work towards it.
My own is that. I heard you. But my own is this time next year. I'll be saying hi, thankful for all. How are you in Nigeria? Love from Canada.
What's up, guys? I will not be left out. And if you really any setting, how did they say it? I will not be left out as well.
Amen.
I'm open to anything, really.
Yeah, but next year, love from Canada, sweetie.
Love from Canada. Love from where? Zanzibar. In Tanzania. I'd love to go there.
Uh-uh.
I'd love to go there. Seychelles.
Paris.
Oh, Paris.
Love from the Eiffel Tower.
Maldives. Love from where?
Germany.
Ah, you know what, in Germany.
Hey, we're going to Germany anyway that is not Nigeria, my
dear. No, I feel like she holiday. You want to see beautiful waters, beautiful ambience. You know, yes. What is fine, fine, cold places, honeymoon destination.
Not like we are going. Museum de Bush. I don't know where that is. I'm not saying because it sounds too sh.
Please.
Anyway.
So, yeah.
That is that about that.
That's that about
are
that.
Are we done?
I think we are done.
Okay, we are done now.
So,
and okay.
To summarize.
Okay.
In 2020, don't let nobody, no man, son, or daughter take you for idiot.
Or person, right? Don't misgender people.
Yes.
Person.
Yes, person. Take you for idiot, guys.
Okay.
We are glowing up. 2020, glow up 2020. Guys, I don't know if this makes sense, but we are glowing up, investing in personal, personal, professional, emotional,
physical.
Physical?
Is it? It's not fictional.
It's not. It's not. Whatever. Anyway, guys, we are investing in so many positive things about ourselves.
Honestly,
in this
we are literating because everybody needs to like get a hang of that over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, just let us say it
and just from
we have to be conscious.
Conscious steps.
Intentional.
Intentional.
Babe, that's something.
Why do we forget it? Be intentional about your life. Be intentional about your life in 2020, guys. You know, someone said living is intentional, like success is intentional. You have to work towards it, you have to invest. You have to invest in yourself, you have to do everything possible.
Actually, there was someone I had to sit down with a while back, and he was telling me that if you talk about, okay, I want this, I want this, I want that, are you consciously
working towards
it? Yeah. That, if you say okay now, you say you I want to be a broadcaster. You said it's you want to be it, but are you consciously
working towards it?
Because if you say you want to be a broadcaster, if you are consciously working towards it, you may be scrolling through your timeline on Twitter and you may see summits for broadcasters, something. You find yourself applying.
Yes.
You can see a broadcast messages on broadcast message on WhatsApp, intern needed at this so station. You can even like try googling it and looking for it. That
yes,
is when you know you are consciously searching. But
yes.
if you're just saying it, I want to be a broadcaster, you'll just be there.
You don't have any power or energy. Even if it's doing perspire to acquire to require.
Exactly.
To
people
whatever.
Can even be sitting beside you and they may be talking about it, but the fact that you are actually not actively searching, you won't even like you won't even hear. You just be there. So please guys, let's be like conscious, conscious about what you want
to go after, what we want. I feel like that's the most important thing in life. I always say this, that willpower, determination to go after what you want is the most important thing. Because if you're saying God, luck, favor, blessing, all these things will only come into play if you are determined to go after what you
show that.
So guys, intentional living, determination, willpower. Let's get
check
security bag
check
2020
check check
you guys
check check
we're
check,
making
check,
it big. Hey, I don't want to know, we're making
my
it
own
big.
I don't know why, but I feel like everybody is going to get
you know 2020. Amen.
The way he's doing me. You remember they said in 2019, that means like 2019, we go back there. And you know, many people didn't buy that then.
Yes.
But like this 2020,
we all of us mean business in this new year. Yes, we mean business. We're making it. 2020 is the year.
Me, I'm talking like this. I can't wait.
I cannot wait to leave. I'm leaving this place.
That's what I'm both saying. I just said it now, like by 31st of December 2020, you will just see, hi guys, this is the Canada podcast
all the way from Canada.
Love from Canada. Oh my god, the weather is cold. It is 0 degrees outside.
All right, I think that's all.
Yeah,
we
are done.
We are done.
FK, thank you so
thank
much
you
for having my time.
Yeah,
for accommodating me. Wait, what am I saying?
What are you saying?
FK, thank you so much for coming around and doing this with me. I appreciate it a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you so much
You're
for
welcome.
This. hope we do more of this.
Yeah.
Okay, sis.
We do more of this. Okay.
We'll be intentional about doing more.
Yes.
Okay, guys.
Social media.
Oh my God! Why are you so? Okay, you are being intentional about your life. Yes, that's true.
I don't want to mention.
So you guys can follow FK at what?
I don't
want
to mention.
Oh my God! You didn't even tell them the meaning of your FK.
Oh, FK is my initials.
It means
Fauzia.
Oh, okay.
Fauzia. And you guys, do you know what Fauzia means? It means triumphant.
Mashallah.
Victorious. Mashallah.
It means what?
Victorious. Triumphant.
Okay, now we are
successful,
talking about naming.
Guys, I will be successful in 2020. I will try my best to be intentional about it. As hard as it might be, I will do my best. And I hope that the universe will align in my favor and make things work out for me. So yes, guys.
Signing out now.
Signing out.
You didn't mention your auntie, guys.
I don't want people to know.
At the back. Anyways, guys, and this is Kanza. Kanza means treasure.
Oh, okay.
Yes, flips okay. Hair. And I wish you the very best in 2020. I pray things
very, fall very best
in pleasant places for you.
Amen.
Truly, honestly, and
pray,
sincerely.
Pray.
And I hope. I pray and I decree into your life this 2020. Spirit of depression, die by fire.
Amen.
Spirit of poverty, die by fire. Spirit of road that you see, die by fire. Spirit of broke, die by fire. Spirit of hunger,
die by
fire. Spirit of you getting subbed on Twitter, die by fire. Spirit of your phone screen.
We are leaving.
Okay, bye guys. I love you so much. I'm sorry.